Yes, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Just hanging out. Welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And today's show, our theme this week, as delineated by the Pride of Abbeville, Mr. Bobby Charles, opening up the show with Street People. And in honor of Festival International, which is going on right now, and all the people in the street, this week, Freetown Radio's theme will be On the Street. And I got a lot of music to get to today. And so without further ado, I invite you to grab your coat, grab your hat, and leave your worries on the doorstep, because you know why? Life could be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. ¶¶
everything. Leave your worries on the doorstep, cause we're gone by and by. Just direct your feet. You'll look neat on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the patter and the patter of the raindrops trickling down your fire escape ladder? Life could be so fine.
In the shade with my blues on parade. Well, I'm not afraid, cause the rovers, they're over, passed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller with gold dust at my feet on the sunny. Yes, on the sunny. Well, on the sunny side of the street.
Not Rockefeller, babe. Got gold dust round my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Thank you.
Wow, that's so pretty. Rockooter with the great Dan Penn and Chips Moman tune called Dark End of the Street. That was from a record that Ryan made in 1972 called Boomer Story. That was recorded at Amigos Studio in Burbank, California in 1972. And before that, we heard three distinctively different versions of the great tune Sunny Side of the Street. Before Rockooter, we heard a little-known singer named Marie Bryant. And that was from a 1944 short film called Jammin' the Blues, in which several prominent jazz musicians got together for a rare film jam session. And that featured the great Lester Young on the tenor sax. Marie Bryant, nice version of Sunny Side of the Street. Before that, we heard Django Reinhardt's version of On the Sunny Side of the Street. That was Django Reinhardt with Hubert Rostang on the alto sax in the Hot Club of France, recorded in Paris on May 15th in 1946 for the Swing label. And we started off that set with probably my favorite version of Sunny Side of the Street. That was the Dizzy Gillespie sextet, believe it or not. A nice restrained Dizzy on that track with Joe Carroll on the vocal. And Stuff Smith, great violin player, great jazz violin player, featured on that. And that was recorded in New York on October 25th of 1951 for the DG label. And we start off the whole show with Bobby Charles and his great song Street People. And that was from his self-titled album on Bearsville that came out in 1972. So now that we've established the theme this week is on the street. Everything that I'm playing today will be on the street. And the weather is sure nice out there, sunny. And the streets of Lafayette this weekend for Festival International just fill up with people. There's great music everywhere. We all look forward to this every year. So I'm doing my little part here and throwing a little street music. So for our next set, we're going to go way, 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 way back. And we're going to go to a couple of tracks from Memphis. First one from Cannon's Jug Stompers, recorded on January 30th in 1928 in Memphis, with the great Gus Cannon, who led that band on the banjo and the vocals. You'll be hearing Ashley Thompson on the guitar, Noah Lewis on the harmonica. And we're going to start off this next set with Madison Street Rag. Hope you dig it.
Time I was down in Memphis, I was down on Madison Street. I met an old friend of mine. He says, "What's that boy got in that suitcase?" I told him it was old banjo. He said, "Can you play it?" I said, "Sure, I can play it." "Can you play the Madison Street Rag?" I said, "I'd play it if you whistle it." He said, "Well, I'll whistle it." I said, "Well, whistle it then." Here he goes. "Boy, you sure can play that thing." He said, "Come on, let's go out here on the corner, 4th Madison, have a ball." I said, "I don't care if I do." Yeah, we was down on Madison and 4th. Mm-hmm. Here come the policeman. This is where this boy left me. I said, play it, boy, play it. Oh, sure.
Thank you. What you think of that, Mr.
That's
Lane?
That's good.
Was that all right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you still got a little sap left in your elbow, haven't you? Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Yeah, you still got a little sap left in your old boy, don't you? That was the great Howard Armstrong with New State Street Rag. And that was from a great music documentary about Howard Armstrong called Louie Bluey. It was a film that came out in 1985, one of the best music docs out there. I urge every one of you to see that, Louie Bluey. And that soundtrack came out in 1985. And that was Howard Armstrong on the mandolin, Ted Bogan on the guitar. And many of you might know them from Martin Bogan and Armstrong. And going all the way back to the 20s, they were known as the Tennessee Chocolate Drops. But that was recorded in the early 80s. A little fun tune there, New State Street Rag. Before that, we heard Bill Street Blues. Not Beale Street, but Bill, B-I-L-L. Why, you ask? Because that's Bill Coleman on the trumpet. And that was recorded in Paris on November 12th, 1937 for the Swing label. And that featured, yeah, you're right, that's Stephan Grappelli on the violin. And that's Joseph Reinhardt on the guitar. That's Django's brother playing rhythm there. And before that track, we heard a couple of great old Memphis jug band numbers. Or jug band numbers from Memphis. Right before Bill Street Blues, we heard the Memphis Jug Band with 4th Street Mess Around. And that was recorded on May 21st, 1930 in Memphis for the Victor label. And that featured the great Will Shade there on the guitar and the vocal, with Will Weldon, Charles Polk, and Ben Ramey make up the Memphis Jug Band. And we start out that set with Cannon's Jug Stompers, with Madison Street Rag, and that was recorded January 30th, 1928 in Memphis. Gus Cannon on the banjo, the vocal, and the whistling, with Ashley Thompson guitar, Noah Lewis on the harmonica for the Paramount label. So we just about reached the halfway point of Freetown Radio, a little past it, actually. My name is Roger Cash. And, you know, Freetown Radio comes to you every week, every Friday at 3, as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we broadcast on KRVS, and that's 88.7 on your FM dial. And the show is also rebroadcast late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning at 1 a.m. for all you nightbirds. And you can subscribe to podcasts of the show, or you could just go on to krvs.org, where you can stream the show live, or you can go to the Freetown Radio page, look under Programs Freetown Radio, and all the past programs are there, usually Friday's programs up on Monday or Tuesday of the following week, if you missed it. So, we're going to change gears completely here for the next set. And we're going to visit some lonely streets in this next set. And for those of you country music fans, I'm talking about real country music, this will be your set. And we're going to start it off with the great Webb Pierce and Backstreet Affair. Enjoy.
You didn't know I wasn't free when you fell in love with me, and with all your young heart brought you shame and disgrace. The world has tumbled in your face because they call out love a backstreet affair. They said you wrecked my home. I'm a husband that's gone wrong. the one that I'm tied to was the first to be untrue. And yet they call our love a backstreet affair. That's all that matters anyhow. For the judgment of gossip's never fair. We'll just be brave and strong. Then someday they'll see they're wrong. So let them call our love a backstreet affair. We'll be free to love someday when all the talk has died away and the happiness we've hoped for then we'll share. I'll climb a mountain high and the world will hear me cry that our love is not a backstreet affair.
Do 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 what?
Hey baby, please love me and baby be sweet, but don't send me to Teardrop Street. There's a place I don't wanna go to Teardrop Street. That's where heart and broken love just go to Teardrop Street. Well, it's a dead end. Oh, every dream has been shattered on Teardrop Street. Every heart's torn and tattered on Teardrop Street. You can never see a flower, you can never see a tree on that avenue of misery. So baby, please love me, baby, be sweet. Don't send me to Teardrop Street. Address Teardrop Street. In the house of my happiness, Teardrop Street. Only you who can keep me from this lonely place. Only us, we lit and your embrace. Oh, baby, please love me, baby, be sweet. Don't send me to Teardrop Street. No.
Since she said goodbye,
she said goodbye.
All I do is sit and cry.
All I do is cry.
And that's the only reason why.
The reason why.
Oh, I walk a lonely street.
Walk a lonely street.
If she would give her, I'd take a lot. I really long to have her near. And it's the truth.
Said we're through.
I
the blues.
I've got the blues.
Oh, I walk a lonely street.
Walk a lonely street.
She said goodbye.
She said goodbye.
All I do is sit and cry.
All I do is cry.
And that's the only reason why.
The reason why.
Oh, I walk the lonely street.
Walk the lonely street.
I'm looking for that lonely street. I got a sad, sad tale to tell. I need a place to go and weep. Where's this place called Lonely Street? A place where there's just lonely. Where dim lights bring forgetfulness, where broken dreams and memories meet. Where's this place called Lonely Street? Perhaps upon that lonely street there's someone such as I, who came to bury broken dreams and watch an old love die. If I could find that lonely street where dim lights bring forgetfulness, where broken dreams and memories meet. Where's this place called Lonely Street? Where's this place called Lonely Street?
Late great George Jones with Lonely Street. That was recorded in Nashville on November 28th of 1966 for the Columbia label. Before that, we heard another Lonely Street, same title, different song. That was Mel Tillis. And that was recorded in Nashville on January 13th in 1958, also for the Columbia label. And before that, we heard Jerry Reed, the great Jerry Reed, with Teardrop Street. And that was recorded in Nashville on November 18th in 1957 for the Capitol label. And we went back sequentially in years. And then at the top of that set, we heard Backstreet Affair, the great Webb Pierce. And that was recorded in 1952 in Nashville on July 29th, 1952 for the Decca label. And that featured the beautiful twin fiddles of Tommy Jackson and Dale Potter. Nice track called Backstreet Affair. So it looks like we got time for one more set. And we're going to start this next set off with a little known figure called Ace Harris, who was a great piano player, great arranger. He started off with the Erskine Hawkins Orchestra back in the early 40s. And he did a few sessions on his own as a leader, and this is one of them. And Kind of an unusual cut. This is Manhattan Paul. Nobody knows who this guy Manhattan Paul is, the vocalist. Only known him as Manhattan Paul, and he shows up on this record with Ace Harris and his orchestra, recorded in New York in 1945, featuring Eddie Lockjaw Davis on the tenor sax, and we're going to get right to it. This one's called Backstreet.
A boy might meet a girl and make her his wife, go to Mr. Anthony to get some advice, but she must come to my house when she wants a little spice, 'cause there's a back street in everybody's life. Sometimes a romance can be broken 'cause they both don't agree. She wants that old-fashioned love and he wants variety. The same thing could happen to you or to me. Yes, there's a back street in everybody's life. Why, though you might quarrel and you might even fight, run to the one that always treats you right. But your mind goes back to the one that you love in the lonesome part of the night. Now, just in case you don't know what I mean, can't you see? We're all still human beings. Nowadays, tell me, who can tell a king from a queen? 'Cause there's a back street in everybody's life. Why, though you might quarrel and you might even fight, run to the one that always treats you right. But your mind goes back to the one that you love in the lonesome part of the night. Now, just in case you don't know what I mean, can't you see we're all still human beings? But nowadays, tell me, who can tell a king from a queen? 'Cause there's a back street in everybody's life. They said it couldn't happen, I know, because I've seen it happen. There's a back street in everybody's life.
I still live on the same street that we lived on. The same old street where memories were made on. I shouldn't. Each day it hurts a little more. It won't be the same street anymore since you're gone. It won't be the same street anymore. Each day I walk along where we once walked before.
familiar places where we talked before.
Talked before.
But I can't run from memories. They're mine and they belong to me. It won't be the same street anymore since you're gone. It won't be the same street anymore.
Anymore.
I'm tired of having an aching back. I'm gonna move to a little green shack on Easy Street. I'd like to live on Easy Street. Nobody works on Easy Street. Nothing to do all day. Just sit around and play the horn. Says life is sweet. Me that make your hair turn gray. When opportunity comes knocking, you just keep right on rocking, 'cause you know your fortune's made. And if the sun makes you perspire, there's a guy that you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling everyone that I'm in. If I could live on Easy Street, I wouldn't want no job today. So please go away. I don't want no job today.